Hi, my name is Ben Glantz. I'm a Microsoft MVP for Windows PowerShell. Today's February 11, 2016, and you're watching the second video in a series covering Azure Automation Desired State Configuration. In this video, I'll address the topic Configuration Basics. So what are configurations? Let's open up the ISE and start from there. A configuration basically is a special PowerShell script, which, once called, produces a MOV file. A MOV file is a text document written in the managed object format language, which is standardized by the DMTF task force. But we are way ahead of ourselves. Let's look at configuration script structure first. We start out by typing the keyword configuration, followed by a name, I call my MIME file, and a set of curly braces. A configuration is created as if it were a PowerShell function. The keyword configuration will inform PowerShell to generate a MOV file based upon what is specified within the following script block. Inside the configuration block, we specify what DEC resources we want to use to put a node into the desired state. A resource contains the code to implement, check, and report about the state of what it is governing. In the configuration block, we only provide the necessary input for the resource to consume. We declare its state, so to say, and don't really care on how it's done. PowerShell DEC is thus a declarative language, which forms an abstraction from what is actually done under the covers. In this case, I'll specify a built-in resource. A couple of resources are shipped in box. You can see here the file resource, archive, environment, group, log, a whole bunch of them. DEC coverage can be expanded by introducing resources not shipped in box. For example, you can download a whole bunch of them from the PowerShell gallery. And if the PowerShell gallery doesn't contain what you need, then you could always write your own custom resource. Because this video is meant to get you started, we'll stick to the basics first and address the more advanced possibilities in a later video. In this case, I'm going to use the file resource and give it a name. You should know for now that this name should be unique for a resource within a node's configuration. The same resource can be applied multiple times, governing different components. The name can be anything you like, but it's best to give it a descriptive name as it could be referenced by other resources, for example, to build a dependency tree. I'll call mine my file and add another pair of curly braces. When I hit Control Space, you see IntelliSend kick in, showing me which parameters I can use. The same works if I hit Control Space when my cursor is placed next to the resource name. Note that destination path is a mandatory parameter. Now let's flesh this configuration out. First, we're going to specify the destination path. I'm going to create a text file on the root of C. Then I'm going to ensure that the file will be present. I'm going to specify the file type because I don't want it to be a directory. And I'm going to specify the content of the text file to be DEC rocks. Now we finish the configuration, we can run it, which loads it into memory, making it available. Let's do that. When we now call my file, PowerShell will compile a MOV file for us. Let's have a look. You can see that the localhost.mov file is compiled by PowerShell. Don't mind the warning for now. We will address the warning in a later video as well. Let's open up the MOV file which is generated. As you can see, the MOV language is easily read, but producing it manually would be very error-prone. Leveraging the PowerShell language is therefore a major benefit. Eventually, this MOV file will be assigned to a node, which would implement the configuration and conversion to the desired state. How this is handled will be part of another video as well. Let's have a look at the automation account from the perspective of the portal. We see two tiles associated with configurations. One is called DEC configurations, reflecting the PowerShell configuration script, and one is called DEC node configurations, reflecting the compiled MOV files. Azure Automation DEC can import both pre-compiled MOVs and configuration scripts. The main route will be to import the configuration scripts and let the service compile them into MOVs. First, let's save the configuration file in ISE. I'll I'll put it on my desktop so I can easily find it. And I call it the same as the configuration inside. Then I go into the DC configuration tile and hit the add configuration button. I browse to the file. Open it up and it will detect that the configuration inside is called my file. I hit OK and the configuration is imported. Inside the configuration blade, we can view the configuration source, which is actually the PowerShell script. You can see that no compilation jobs have run for now, and there's no node configuration associated with this script. So what we need to do now is let the service compile the MOV file so the node configuration becomes available. So let's compile, hit yes, and because this will take a while, I'm going to pause the video for now and come back when the compilation is done. As you can see, the compilation is finished. We can have a look at the compilation job itself and see if there were any errors or warnings. In this case, there were two warnings, but for this video, you don't have to mind them for now. Overall, the compilation job was successful, and we see a node configuration has been added. Now, if we go back into the node configuration tile, we will see it there as well. Currently, the only functionality in this blade is to have it deleted. Now, let's import another configuration through PowerShell and have it compile as well, so you have the perspective from the ISE as well. Before I started this video, I already ran an Azure RM account, so I'm already authenticated against Azure. What I'm going to do next is going to acquire my automation account DC Demo 1, which is the same automation account you just viewed in the portal. Let's do that. Now, if you look at the results, you can see I acquired the DC Demo 1 account. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to import an automation DC configuration, which is located in the root of my C drive and called telnet.ps1. I'm going to specify the published switch, which is mandatory for now. And I'm going to specify the force switch, making sure if I already imported it, it will be overridden. You can see that the configuration now is imported, and I can get it from the service by running the commandlet get Azure RM automation DC configuration and specify the name. You can see that here. Next, what I need to do is start a compilation job. I do that with the start Azure RM automation DC compilation job. So first I'm going to get the configuration script from the automation account and pipe it into the start commandlet. Let's do that now. If we look at the job variable, we can see that a new job has been created. What we're going to do now is monitor that job until it has an end time. As you can see, it doesn't have an end time currently. As soon as it has an end time, I'm going to break out of this while loop. Like with the portal, I'm going to pause the video for now and resume when the compilation is finished. Now that the compilation is finished, let's have a look at the node configuration available in the account. Now we can see two. We see the my file, which has a good rollup state, and we see the telnet one. If we go ahead in the portal, we see we have two DC configuration scripts and two compiled MOV files. Now we have the compiled MOV files, we need some nodes to assign them to. That will be handled in the next video. So I hope you enjoyed, and see you next time.